It is tonight's top 10. And with the world right now, and Texas leads the way, as we reported a couple of weeks ago, as the most bored state in the union.
Yes.
Which, even after we added 95.5, come on. I mean, we're doing our part. We're trying, okay? All right. Well, you can see cabin fever is climbing. We are so bored. The mind is wandering. Here we go. The top 10 signs that the entire planet is bored. Top 10 signs that the world is bored.
Yeah. Number 10.
Number 10. You spend most of your stimulus check on boxes of wine, mascara, and easy cheese.
Boxes of wine.
I'm guessing that maybe
there.
Applies there.
Number 9.
Number 9. Every time the TV weather guide's dog moves in the background of a live shot, you then have to take a shot.
There you go.
Number 8.
We actually do that during the show.
Yeah, we do.
Number 8, way the world is bored. We are actually legitimately worried right now of the well-being of oil and airline companies.
We are.
It takes a lot.
Number 7.
Number 7. You've named all of the squirrels in your backyard and you've claimed yourself the squirrel king. Okay, well,
that's you.
That
that's
one.
You.
Six.
It's not just me, the guy in Detroit, too.
Number 6.
Number 6 sign that the planet is bored. Well, we are now, I'm happy to announce, in talks to meet the growing public demand for the new Will It Float, the mobile app.
Will
we're getting ready for that to debut.
I like that.
Very, very soon. Will It Float every Thursday morning at 8
Shameless
o'clock.
Plug.
Well, you know.
Number five
sign that the world is bored. You've been caught watching travel channels just so you can kind of feel dirty.
Number four.
You're actually considering the idea of not shopping Clay Cooley either first or last, but perhaps somewhere in the middle of the process. Which, by the way, I'm starting to get Clay Cooley and Clay Jenkins confused. They both have a lot of TV FaceTime, and they both resemble each other a little bit.
Oh. Number three
sign the world is really bored. You dream of the freedom to once again roam the wide open spaces that was your cubicle. Oh.
Number two.
Yeah. You've written top 10 lists for the remaining weeks of the year. That's from the Granberry writing staff, who, by the way, is working from home.
Ooh.
And then finally, number one. Sign that the world is incredibly bored. Turns out our ratings on this show have actually gone up. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Our Tuesday top 10 of the week.
The most real country for your morning. Waking up with KB and Marlee.
Turn it up.
Hank FM.